What a surprise change. What a surprise turnaround. And I'm actually for once not talking about the combat troops leaving Iraq, which you've been talking about all morning. I'm actually talking about General Motors. They are going to become a public company once again. They filed paperwork yesterday.
Of course, they're public in a different way more recently.
Yeah,
right?
They belong to us. Nick Bunkley writes about the auto industry for our partner, the New York Times, and he joins us to talk about what this IPO means for GM. Nick, you know, I, like you, probably not as long as you, but we've both been covering the auto industry for a while. I was stunned, really, when I thought about it, to hear GM announce second quarter earnings of $1.3 billion in profit. And now with the IPO coming out and people predicting they will make maybe between $15 and $20 billion, put this in perspective for us. How much of a turnaround is this? Is it real?
I think it's definitely going a lot faster than a lot of people expected, especially a little over a year ago when GM was heading into bankruptcy, and a lot of people were thinking this still could have been the sort of the end of GM. And here, in the middle of the next year, they've earned $2.2 billion and are filing the paperwork to become a public company again within a few months.
When will people actually be able to buy shares of GM?
That's expected to be probably end of October, maybe November. It may be right around the midterm elections, actually, which could provide a little bit of a boost for the Obama administration and the Democrats, as he might give him an opportunity to show that the assistance they provided to GM and by extension Chrysler is working.
Well, they would need $70 billion, I understand, in order to completely pay back the government bailout and make GM no longer owned by taxpayers. Will they come close?
Well, not right away. Initial offering is just going to be a part of that. The government's going to gradually sell down their stake because just putting out all those shares at once would really hurt the value. Over time, though, they're going to sell that stake down, and at this point, it's looking like they could come close to getting back most of that money, but it's still pretty unlikely at this point that they're going to get the full amount back.
But maybe within 6 months to a year, GM will no longer be government-owned?
Well, certainly after the initial offering in October, November, they're going to get rid of at least the majority stake. So they'll be under 50%, and they're 61% right now owned by the government. And then it's just going to be up to the Treasury Department to see how fast they want to sell down all the shares. GM, of course, wants them to sell it off as quickly as possible to get rid of the government ownership, the Government Motors nickname. But the Treasury Department, of course, wants to try to maximize how much money they get back from the company.
Well, we'll have to be watching to make sure that this is a real turnaround for GM. Some people are claiming that they're moving a little too fast. Nick Bunkley writes about the auto industry for our partner, the New York Times. He joined us from Detroit, Michigan.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.